is from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Let's listen to the Word of God. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So last week I mentioned Dear Abby. Does anybody read Dear Abby anymore? Is Dear Abby even around anymore? Used to be an advice. Well, look at there. Used to be an advice column in the newspaper. Does anybody read news in the paper anymore? Years ago, there were a couple of letters that appeared in Dear Abby's column that spoke very deep truth. Dear Abby, one of them said, happiness is knowing that your parents will not kill you if you come home a little late. Happiness is having your own bedroom. Happiness is getting good grades at school. Happiness is getting that phone call you've been waiting for. Happiness is something I do not have. And it was signed 15 and unhappy. Well, several days later, the second letter was published. And it went something like this. Dear Abby, happiness is being able to walk. Happiness is being able to talk. Happiness is being able to see. Happiness is being able to hear. Unhappiness is reading a letter from a 15-year-old who can do all those things and is still not happy. I can talk, I can see, I can hear, but I cannot walk. And it was signed 13 and happy and grateful for life. Happiness, gratefulness, thanksgiving, thankfulness is not really something that is dependent upon outward circumstances. Oftentimes, people who don't have very much seem to be the most thankful. And at the same time, those who have a whole lot often seem to be the unhappiest. Now, I don't think that happiness and thankfulness are necessarily the same thing, but I do think that they are very closely related. And so this morning, I want to take just a few minutes and reflect on some things from the Bible that might help us live a little more thankful day by day. First, let's take a moment and pray together. Let us pray. Great and mighty God, all we have, all that we are, all that we ever hope to become comes from you. Fill us with that knowledge, Lord, and help us to know that what we do have is a wonderful and awesome gift. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Rondell Bean is an Episcopal priest who tells about a time many years ago when he was having a very hectic week at church. He says one morning he had to get up at like 5 a.m. so that he could be at church on time to lead a 6:30 class. So as he was pulling into his parking space, he noticed this woman walking across the parking lot. As he opened up his car door, their eyes met, and as he stifled back a yawn, he greeted her with the words, "Another day, another dollar." He assumed that because it was so early, she was headed to work. Well, she stopped and looked at him and then broke out in this big smile, and in a very cheerful voice she said, "And ain't it a blessing?" Well, and then she just sort of walked off. Well, Ron Delbene didn't really know what to make of this woman as he watched her walk away. He thought to himself, you know, she probably had to get up at least an hour before I did, and she probably had to catch a bus to bring her downtown and then maybe make a transfer to another bus to bring her to her place of employment. And she would spend all day looking after somebody else's children or cleaning somebody else's house. She really didn't have anything to be thankful for, and yet she saw the whole day as a blessing. And here I am, a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I see the whole day as a grind. So he stepped out of his car. He took a deep breath of air. He looked toward the east to see the morning sun just starting to brighten up the sky. And he said, about half out loud, half to himself, "This is the day the Lord has made." And a woman whose name I don't even know had to remind me to rejoice and be glad in it. In the passage I just read for the sermon just a few minutes ago, the Apostle Paul makes it quite clear that our ability to rejoice and give thanks is a direct relationship with our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't depend upon outer circumstances. Being happy, being grateful, being thankful does not depend on what's in your wallet. It depends on what's in your heart. Thankfulness, gratitude is not a part of a rich lifestyle. It's part of a rich prayer life. In Philippians chapter 4, Paul says, "Don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." People who are thankful are people who pray. And it makes sense when you stop to think about it, because when you pray, you bring yourself into a closer relationship with God. And the closer you are to God, the more aware you start to become on your dependence upon God, your dependence upon God's graciousness and generosity. A guy named Henry W. Forrest was a veteran missionary, and he tells about a great blessing that he received when he was working in China. He got some really bad news from back home, and he says it was like a dark shadow fell over his soul. He prayed, but the shadow did not lift. He summoned himself to endure, but the shadow just got darker. And then he was on a trip to an inland station, and at the mission home where he was staying, he noticed a picture somebody had put up on the wall that said, "Try Thanksgiving." He did, and he says that shadow immediately lifted and it did not return. It is, the psalmist was absolutely correct, he went on to say, it is good and right to give thanks to God. Henry Forrest had developed a rich, productive prayer life, and because he did, he was able to be thankful even in a very, very difficult situation. That comes to people who pray. They may be people who are very, very poor. They may be people who are very, very rich. Our ability to be thankful does not depend upon our outward circumstances. Some of you may know who Gary Player is. By some accounts, Gary Player was one of the greatest golfers to have ever lived. Perhaps you know his story. Gary Player grew up in abject poverty in South Africa. His mother died when he was 8 years old. His father worked long hours in the South African mines. We were so poor, Gary Player once said, that I would take my shoes off whenever I could so that they would last longer. After years of practice, Gary Player became a professional golfer in 1953. He won over 150 golf tournaments and won huge amounts of prize money. And he continued to make at least $1 million every year through product endorsements, even after he retired, even after all of his success, in spite of being renowned as one of the greatest golfers to have ever lived. Gary Player is quite careful about recognizing the true secret of his success. He says, "You don't know how often I get down on my knees and give thanks to God for this talent of golf that God has loaned me." People who pray are invariably thankful people. That's because being grateful comes through our connectedness to Jesus Christ. The closer we get to Jesus, the more thankful we become. The farther away from Jesus we get, the more discontent we become. And so, Paul says, don't worry about anything and everything. By prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God, and everything will work out just exactly the way you think it ought to work out. Except that's not really what Paul says. He says the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The peace of God. How often do we cry out for peace? We're about to enter a season of the year in which our greatest, deepest prayer is for peace on earth. And yet, peace may very well be the most elusive quality in our world today. And yet, Paul says, if we want to know peace, all we need to do is give thanks. Martin Rinkert was a Lutheran pastor who lived in Germany way back in like the 16th, 17th century. He was a brilliant scholar and a great poet. He served his hometown parish in Eilenburg, Germany for 32 years. It was a very difficult time because Eilenburg had been thrust into the depths of the 30 Years' War. Thousands of peasants from miles around flocked to the city. And because of the numbers of people, famine and pestilence swept through Eilenburg not once, but twice. The city was captured by the Austrian army once. It was taken by the Swedish army a couple of times. It was a constant battleground. At one point, Rinkert's church superintendent just moved out of town. A couple other clergymen in town died. They say it got to the point where Martin Rinkert was preaching between 40 and 50 funerals every day. His wife, his own wife, was one of the victims. He had to bury more than 4,400 people. It got times where people got so desperate for food that they were eating dogs and cats and things you don't even want to talk about or think about. Over 8,000 people died over those years. Rinkert was able to save the citizens from the heavy hand of the Swedish army a couple times. Once, under the kingship of Gustavus Adolphus, the Swedish army had come to protect the city, but in order to do that, they needed money, and so they demanded 30,000 thalers from the citizenry. It was an enormous sum of money that they would never be able to pay. And so Rinkert went to the commander to ask for mercy, and the commander just absolutely refused. So Rinkert turned to those who were with him and said, "Come, children, we can find no mercy with man. Let us seek refuge in God." And right then and there, they all got down on their knees, and Rinkert led them in fervent prayer, followed by a hymn singing. And apparently the king was so moved that he relented and reduced the payment from $30,000 to $1,350. About a year later, after the war was over, Martin Rinkert died. He was a worn and a broken man. In spite of all that difficulty, though, he continued to write hymns for his church. And the one hymn he is most famous for is still sung by Christians all over the world today. In the midst of all this hardship, Martin Rinkert wrote a hymn that has been translated, and it is in our Blue Presbyterian hymn book that's somewhere around your seat this morning. The first verse goes like this. Now think about the times that this man was living in. He wrote the words, "Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom the world rejoices, who from our mother's arms hath led us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today." It's truly amazing that people you would think would have the most to complain about often end up being the most thankful. That's because gratefulness, thankfulness is not dependent upon outer circumstances. It's dependent upon a relationship with Christ Jesus the Lord. And so I invite you today to commit yourself to strengthening your relationship with the God who has so much to offer you. Christ Jesus the Lord is the true King of peace. And as we stay connected to Him, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds forever, and we will be thankful day by day. Let's pray. Great and mighty God, You have told us that it is through the power of thankfulness that we know peace. We need peace, Lord. We need peace within us. We need peace around us. We need peace in our world today. Lord Jesus, come to us and fill us with Your Holy Spirit of grace and mercy, so that with thankful hearts we will know the peace that passes all understanding. And as we go from this place, Lord God, we pray that the grace, love, and mercy of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us this day and every day. Amen.